You are tuned into 2SER Breakfast. We've got a very special first edition of a rebooted 2SER Breakfast Classic. Thank you, sound effects guy. It's Wheeling Free with Brendan Talbot. Brendan, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, mate. I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful to have you back here talking about grassroots sports there in the wheelchair realm. What have you been up to?
Been busy, mate. We're doing lots of different kind of wheelchair sports, getting out and about and doing all different activities. We're in the meat of our basketball season right now.
Yes.
Both the men's and the women's wheelchair national league. So that's all happening, which is great.
WBA.net.au. It's rather appropriate that they got the .net for a basketball league, isn't it?
That's the one.
The leagues are, of course, the NWBL and the WNWBL spread out all across the nation.
Absolutely. It's nationwide, and we've got some local teams that are going very, very well at the moment. In both the men's and the women's, and also we spread ourselves as far as down as Wollongong.
Right, cool.
So, mate, those guys are red hot at the moment. So, mate, it's all happening. It's all go.
So the Sydney teams, we've got the Manly Wheel Eagles.
They are, yes. They're a fairly new side, but they've hit the ground. I was going to say running, but pushing. I probably should more say
hit the ground rolling.
Exactly, and mate, they're going really well. Really well.
Indeed. And a couple of Sydney teams for that's in the men's league. A couple of Sydney teams in the women's league as well. The Sydney Blues and the Sydney Uni Lions.
That's the one.
Doing some big things. So WBA.net.au if you want to check that one out. Wonderful sport, wonderful league. How does it go for options for people in regional areas? Obviously, the cap cities, we've got things covered. What if you wanted to get involved in this sort of sport in a regional area?
We've got a really big effort to get ourselves out to as much of the regions as possible. We're setting up like what we call clubs, like sports clubs. We've got lots of them established so far in places like Canberra, Dubbo, Wagga, up on the north coast, like Lismore, Coffs Harbour. We've got huge wraps up there, huge following.
Yeah.
We're establishing some like venues, accessible venues. We're putting in someone to actually coordinate the events. All the details of when it's on and where to go and what time things are on our website, Wheelchair Sports New South Wales ACT website. Yep. It goes all week long, and we're really trying to expand it even more to like further out to in the regions, because it's a bit more difficult for people in the regions.
Yeah.
Don't have as much scope to have us, you know, as us city folk. So we're really trying, because we realise that not everyone lives in Sydney.
Mm.
So, and we're Wheelchair Sports New South Wales, so ACT. So we really want to get to those people. So if anyone's out there, log on our website, check out your nearest club, and come along and have a go.
You never know where the next big baller is going to come from, do you?
Absolutely. We've some of the our major superstars have come from regional areas. Classic example is Kurt Fernley.
Yes, of course.
From Carcoor.
Yes.
So, I mean, who would have known?
Central West New South Wales.
Exactly.
Shout out. Beyond wheelchair basketball, what are the best sports available to wheelchair athletes?
Well, we find that basketball is the most popular one. But
basketball is the best game in the world.
We've also got wheelchair tennis.
Yes.
Which is a fantastic game, which is one of the sports that I was involved in a few years ago. We've got wheelchair rugby, which is pretty mad crazy, that game.
Okay, a murder ball.
Exactly, that's right. We're establishing a fairly new sport. We're adapting wheelchair AFL.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And we can do that. We've got the backing of the AFL with that. We're playing it on a basketball court.
Yep.
The smaller size sort of ball.
Yeah.
But the idea is to hand pass the ball as you do like in a normal game.
Yeah.
Push around the court, hand pass it into a makeshift temporary set of goals,
yeah,
like posts. Score 6 points, get it through the middle, things like that. It's been really well established in Victoria,
yeah,
South Australia.
Unsurprisingly.
So they're the AFL states predominantly. But we've picked it up in the last, say, couple of years, and that's been really, really popular. I mean, I visit a lot of schools, and the kids just want to play wheelchair AFL. They just love it.
That's great.
And we've got wheelchair like athletics, like track and road racing, things like that.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Lawn bowls. Lawn bowls is good fun. We do things like that. Powerlifting, weightlifting.
Yes.
So there's a few different options. We're not all want to play basketball or play tennis or things like that. Playing a team sport.
What sports did you play?
I started playing basketball when I was, that's where how I got introduced to it. Did that for a long time. Also did some swimming, did some like track and road racing.
Yeah.
Did a few fun runs and things like that. Did the City to Surf a couple of times. And then I discovered wheelchair tennis, which was fantastic. Had a couple of good mates playing wheelchair tennis.
That does seem to be a sport that people transition into.
Yeah.
From their other ones into wheelchair tennis.
It's an individual sport rather than a team sport.
Yeah.
So I like being in an individual sport. It was on my own type thing.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was great. I was never really a superstar player or anything like that, but I just loved playing the game, and I met lots of friends, travelled around Australia. I got to visit some countries all around the world playing wheelchair tennis, and that's what sports gave given me. And if I didn't play sport, I never would have done that, and which is great. So we want to get a lot of people because we've got the Paralympics, Brisbane 2032.
That's right.
So we've got to really, because a lot of people don't realise too, is that when a city bids for the Olympics, you also bid for the Paralympics at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the package deal. So we've been a bit sort of disappointed in our, I guess, medal tallies of recent times.
Yeah.
Things like that. I think that there's a really concerted effort to...
I think it's one of those things where we were always very, very good, but then the rest of the world sort of caught up.
We sort of dipped. Yeah, you're exactly right. Things like technology with different things, equipment, coaching. I mean, the Paralympic athletes are professional athletes, really. They practice and train 5, 6, 7 days a week just as much as any athlete would. So they're putting in a lot of time, a lot of effort. So it's become really quite professional. In a lot of ways. So we want to really press that the Olympics are coming up or the Paralympics that are coming up on our home soil.
Yes.
Brisbane 2032.
Yep.
I think it's going to be great. It's going to be massive, and I think you'll see Australia really back on top of the or pretty close to being on top of the medal tally. I really do.
I think you're absolutely right there with that one. And with that in mind, we will continue to have you on as a regular guest here on 2SER Breakfast as long as you can fit it into your schedule there, Brendan.
I'd love to come, Danny. Thank you again for having me. It's been a great pleasure.
And if you want to check out more, Wheelchair Sports New South Wales ACT is wsnsw.org.au. I will put the link to that on the website where you can become a member, donate and play some sport yourself. Thank you so much, Brendan.
Thanks, Danny.